This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. A large blast left a wide crater and damaged buildings in the Russian town of Kirovsk on Sunday. Russia's state news agency, TASS, quoting local law enforcement officials, say the explosion was caused by a Ukrainian drone. Kyiv has not commented. Kirovsk is in the Tula region, about 300 kilometers from Russia's border with Ukraine and 175 kilometers south of Moscow. Kyiv on Sunday said it was seeking an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to counter what it's calling Russia's nuclear blackmail. This after President Vladimir Putin announced his country would station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Putin said the deployment was similar to moves from the United States, which stores such weapons in bases across Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Turkey, an analogy Western allies called misleading. NATO spokeswoman Anya Longescu blasted Russia's announcement as dangerous and irresponsible. Pope Francis has updated a 2019 church law aimed at holding senior clergy accountable for covering up cases of sex abuse. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The pontiff also reaffirmed that vulnerable adults can also be victims of abuse when they're unable to consent. The 2019 law had temporary provisions which the Pope made permanent. He also expanded the law to cover lay Catholic leaders. The new provisions now also cover the leaders of Vatican-approved associations headed by lay leaders, not just clerics. The move is in response to many cases in which lay leaders have abused their authority to sexually exploit those under their care. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant is calling for an immediate, though temporary, halt to the far-right government's contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. His warning makes him the first ally of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition to break ranks. He said he's worried that the overhaul plans pose a threat to the country's security. The plan has sparked the largest protest movement in Israel's history. Syrian opposition activists say Iran-backed fighters are on alert in eastern Syria. This a day after U.S. forces launched retaliatory airstrikes on sites in the war-torn country. The airstrikes came after a suspected Iranian-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded six other Americans on Thursday. The situation was calm on Saturday. However, the attack and the U.S. response threatened to upend recent efforts to de-escalate tensions across the Middle East. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, said on Sunday that lawmakers will move forward with legislation to address national security worries about TikTok, alleging that China's government had access to the video app's user data. In the United States, there are growing calls to ban TikTok, which is owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance. In a congressional hearing last week, the TikTok CEO was asked if the app had spied on Americans at Beijing's request. His answer was no. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is reverberating in the courtyards of a monastery complex in Kyiv, with civilians helping resident monks to evacuate before the end of the month. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa has the story.
The struggle for control of the Lavra is part of a wider religious conflict playing out in parallel with the war, and the stakes are high. The complex has been called the Pearl of Ukraine and the Vatican of Ukrainian Orthodoxy. The government of Ukraine has already been cracking down on the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, or UOC, over its historic ties to the Russian Orthodox Church, whose leader, Patriarch Kirill, has supported Russian President Vladimir Putin. The UOC has insisted that it is loyal to Ukraine and has even declared its independence from Moscow. But Ukrainian security agencies have claimed that some in the church have maintained close ties with Russia. The Ukrainian government has also said that the Lavra, including a UOC seminary and offices, is a hub of Russian world propaganda. I'm Sarah Naffa.
Nelson Piquet, a former Formula One champion, has been fined nearly $1 million for racist and homophobic remarks about Lewis Hamilton, the sport's only black driver. The remarks were made during a 2021 TV interview. U.S. President Joe Biden issued a disaster declaration early Sunday for Mississippi counties affected by deadly tornadoes. I'm Steve Karish, VOA.